The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome. Welcome to the show, folks. This is the Trump Phenomenon. What a day. It's October 8th, 2018. Has there been a better day in the history of the Trump phenomenon? You know, we ought to keep a day-by-day countdown as to how many days of the Trump phenomenon we've enjoyed with this great man as our president. But here it is on October 8th. I'm James Kelso. This show is live. We have only an hour together, but maybe you'll be able to get a phone call in. And today was one of the greatest days. It just goes from superlative to superlative. And I speak, of course, of the swearing-in of Brett Kavanaugh as Associate Justice of the Supreme Court, sworn in by the man he replaced, Justice Anthony Kennedy. What a magnificent ceremony. I don't know which room of the White House is this that we're in. Some of you who recognize it instantly, I've never let us know. I've never done the White House, inside the White House tour. That's something that's still on my list of things to do. But what a ceremony. Everyone who was anyone was there. The entire Supreme Court was there, seated in the front row. I saw Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch. Just, you know, that was kind of nice to see him in that audience. We'll play a little bit of it. It's not long. It's only 29 minutes long, and we won't play all 29 minutes. I'll play a few highlights. But this was the event of the day. What an incredible, everything about it incredible. Kavanaugh was wonderful. Trump was wonderful. Mrs. Kavanaugh was wonderful. Her children were wonderful. Let me try to remember their names. Lisa, and I'll work on it. But we'll all become familiar with the Kavanaugh children. They're so wonderful. And the Democrats were moaning and groaning on their stations that what Trump was doing was taking a victory lap. Well, yeah, that's right. He was taking a victory lap. Eat that. It was wonderful. And I love, Donald Trump does so many wonderful things. I love that he was not, you know, what here's political correctness dictates that what you're supposed to do at this moment is come out and be conciliatory and to be diplomatic and generous to your vanquished opponent, not Donald Trump. Oh, it was beautiful. This was a moment. He knew he had the moment. The microphone was his. He was the president, and he let him have it with the Supreme Court sitting right in front of him. And I don't know if all of the rats on the the Senate Judiciary Committee were there, the Democrats. But I wonder how many of the rats were actually in the room. Was Chuckie Schumer in there and so on? I have to look at the lineup of who was in the room. But he let them have it right in the kisser. And I'll play that first. Now, everything about this whole thing was politically incorrect. You've never seen this. A nominee for the Supreme Court with people cheering wildly as the president walked out flanked by Kavanaugh on his right and Kennedy on his left. The crowd is cheering like it's Babe Ruth coming up to the plate. Wonderful, with flanked by Lou Gehrig. And then the president just opens up, just right out of the box. He just, well, let's listen to him. Here he is. The cheer is wild. Nothing's happened. Nothing's happened yet. They know this is history. And folks, these are, you know, diplomats and legislators. You know, this is not a Trump rally, but it sounds like it. They realize they are present at one of the great moments in history, and we were lucky enough, all of us, to be there ourselves today.
Thank you. Members of Congress, members of the Cabinet, honored guests, and fellow Americans, it is my privilege to address you tonight from the East Room of the White House.
East Room.
We are gathered together this evening for a truly momentous occasion. I have long been told that the most important decision a president can make is the appointment of a Supreme Court justice. Well, in just a few moments, we will proudly swear in the newest member of the United States Supreme Court, Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
This is such standing room only that even Sarah Huckabee Sanders doesn't have a chair. She's standing over in the corner with a whole bunch of other people crammed around the edges of the room. And I say that everybody's clapping and standing. Well, and everybody's happy. Well, I can tell you, I can see four people on the Supreme Court in the front row who are not so happy. And they're looking like, what happened? Sotomayor, Kagan, Bader Ginsburg, and Breyer, those four, not looking like they just ate something bad to eat. Remember, it was Ruth Bader Ginsburg who said when Trump was running for president, she said, the prospect of this man as our president means we're all going to have to move to New Zealand.
Joining us for tonight's ceremony is every sitting Supreme Court justice. Chief Justice Roberts. Thank you. Justice Thomas.
So two good ones. Roberts and Thomas. Two good ones.
Thank you. Justice Ginsburg.
Ouch. Now, she looks like hell. She's, you know, she's hanging in there. I don't know how, I'll tell you how old she is in a minute. I've got all their ages here. She's 80 plus years old. And I, you know, her mission in life now is to eat her Wheaties in the morning or something even better than Wheaties and try to be able to sit upright in a chair.
Justice Breyer. Thank you, Justice.
He's really old too. He's 80 years old and he does not look like he has much left in the gas tank.
Justice Alito.
He's a good guy and looks very spry, healthy, big guy. The good guys on this court are pretty big guys.
Justice Sotomayor. Thank
you. Ooh, she looks terrible. Not happy.
Justice Kagan.
Same story.
Thank you. And Justice Gorsuch. I would also like to send our deep appreciation to Maureen Scalia, the wife of the late, great Antonin Scalia, and also to our White House counsel, Don McGahn. Thank you, Don.
Now, he does the rounds here, and he offers a round of applause to key people. And let me tell you, I can't overstate what an important moment in the trajectory of the Trump phenomenon, this moment is. Donald Trump fully consolidates his control of the Republican Party with this presentation. He asks Chairman Grassley to take a round of applause. He asks Mitch McConnell to stand and get what the president jovially quips is probably the best applause McConnell's ever gotten in his life. Nice little nice little touch there. He makes a salute to Susan Collins, the great senator from Maine, who would ever have ever thunk they'd be calling Collins great or Lindsey Graham great. But they did great things in making this enormous, enormous victory. You cannot overstate how great this is. Another thing to point out, America saw this. The networks were obliged to cover this. CNN, MSNBC. How do you not cover this? It'd be like not covering the, you know, the farewell address of George Washington.
We are thrilled to be joined this evening by Justice Anthony Kennedy. Justice Kennedy, America owes you a profound debt of gratitude for a lifetime of noble service to our nation. And I want to thank you very much. Thank you.
Pat. Everybody wants to be here.
Very special and treasured guests tonight are Justice Kavanaugh's amazing wife, Ashley. Thank you, Ashley.
What a beautiful woman. Great.
And their two beautiful daughters, Margaret and Liza.
13 years old, like my daughter, and Liza. And we're going to get to know these two beautiful children. And there's a moment, if we miss it here, what a touch. Their dad, Brett Kavanaugh, is thanking various people who've helped him. He says, you know, remember your friends. Remember your friends. And he says, and I want to thank Margaret and Liza's teachers for letting them take the day off from school tomorrow so that they can hear their dad hear two cases argued before the Supreme Court. Ah, what a touch. And Donald Trump, let me say this, Donald Trump, a number of moments in this ceremony, he realizes how big this is for him. And he gets moist-eyed several times. That's one of the moments when Donald Trump is a heck of a father. And when he senses that love of Brett Kavanaugh for his two children, it really affects Donald Trump. You can see it. He gets choked up. When he's talking about the kids, he gets choked up. It's wonderful. And Brett Kavanaugh gets choked up, too. And his wife is choked up.
And we are also joined by Justice Kavanaugh's mom and dad, Martha and Ed. Thank you.
Oh, and we haven't seen these two What a great, noble pair his parents are. And they were there in that disgraceful hearing room. Now, wait till you hear what Donald Trump says about that disgraceful, disgusting hearing room full of these demon rats. He really blew it.
I would like to begin tonight's proceeding differently than perhaps any other event of such magnitude. On behalf of our nation, I want to apologize to Brett and the entire Kavanaugh family for the terrible pain and suffering you have been forced to endure.
Wow! Folks, wow! Remember what you just heard. Never, no such words ever spoken by any great figure in American history. That was a first right there. And he said it. I'm going to begin this as it has never been done before. Wow. Just bam. That's a fight. Have you ever seen a fight in which the champ, Rocky Marciano, comes out into the ring and the bang, the bell sounds, and the next second, a straight right to the nose of the his opponent, who goes down like a sack of potatoes.
Those who step forward to serve our country deserve a fair and dignified evaluation, not a campaign of political and personal destruction based on lies and deception.
Based on lies and deception. And these people who lied and deceived are right there in the room, taking it in the nose, in the teeth from Donald Trump.
What happened to the Kavanaugh family violates every notion of fairness, decency, and due process. Our country, a man or a woman, must always be presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty.
I can't believe I'm hearing this. It's so beautiful.
And with that, I must state that you, sir, under historic scrutiny, were proven innocent. Thank you.
He turns to shake hands with Brett Kavanaugh. What a, you know, under historic scrutiny, were proved innocent. Now, what did every network except Fox, and that's all I watch now is Fox. I've got my set permanently tuned to Fox. And I flipped to the other networks just to see, you know, for like 10 seconds, what they're doing. This historic moment was an hysterical moment for them. They were having hysteria saying, he wasn't proved innocent. He wasn't proved innocent. He's not innocent. Folks, these people, I love them. They are still stepping in the bear trap. They're asking for more. You know, this. You go back to the prize fight metaphor. You know, the kind of stupid prize fighter who gets knocked out on that first punch and then gets up and is wobbling on his knees. And he said, you know, he signals he wants to. He puts his gloves up. He's going to take another shot. Are you kidding? And Marciano gives it to him. Another shot. And he goes down. But he gets back up. He wants to try again. That's what these demon rats are doing. These people like this guy Cuomo, they can't stop. They can't. They're stuck in their own lie. Here he comes. Oops, I hit the wrong button. Sorry.
Margaret and Liza, your father is a great man. He is a man of decency, character, kindness, and courage.
Talking right to the
who
kids.
Has devoted his life to serving his fellow citizens.
Right, looking right at him in the front row.
And now, from the bench of our nation's highest court, your father will defend the
we'll
eternal
pause it right
rights
here. Stay
and
tuned.
Freedoms of all Americans. You know that. We are joined tonight by a leader who has never wavered in his support and devotion to the rule of law and to Brett Kavanaugh's elevation. Worked very, very hard, and he truly has done just an incredible and wonderful job for the American people. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Thank you, Mitch. Please, stand up.
Engineer, can you hear me?
I think that's the biggest hand he's ever received. They just don't. They don't get it, Mitch. You're great. Thank you. Very much appreciated. I'd like to thank another man whose principled leadership has earned widespread admiration, Chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Senator Chuck Grassley. Thank you, Chuck.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
We are grateful to all of the senators on the Judiciary Committee who fought so hard for this confirmation. Senators Lindsey Graham, John Cornyn, Orrin Hatch, Mike Lee, Ted Cruz, Ben Sasse, Jeff Flake, Mike Crapo, Tom Tillis, and John Kennedy.
Now, I'll pause it again there, folks. Again, each one of these are hammer blows. Sorry, thank you to the engineer. He just ran right through the and thank you to John Stadtmiller of RBN. In these important shows, so often John will allow us to go right through the ads, which means no income for RBN. So you got to make that up, okay? No ads means you got to increase your contribution. Now, notice he gives a list of all of the Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee, even people who were lousy like Jeff Flake, but he gives a salute to all of them. That's the biggest thank you any of them will ever get in their careers. Then he gives thank yous to people like Joe Manchin of West Virginia. Very generous there. And notice he has nothing good to say about the enemies at all. And let me just point out something. When you hear these applause, the stupid idiot left-wingers on the Supreme Court don't have the brains. I mean, these people, these people are not the sharpest knives in the drawer. Let me tell you, the five conservatives on the court are going to run circles around Breyer, Ginsburg, Sotomayor, and Kagan. They don't even have the brains to applaud at moments. Like when the president told the little girls, Elizabeth and, did I remember the names right? Well, we'll all learn these names soon enough. But the two little girls, when he said your daddy is going to, you know, be a great justice on the Supreme Court, everybody applauds except those four dummies that I just mentioned. The four liberals on the Supreme Court don't even have the brains or the social grace to applaud for the children. Oh, my. This is going to be fun, folks.
And thank you also to Rob Portman, sitting right here. Thank you, Rob Portman. And finally, we are indebted to Senator Susan Collins.
Beautiful.
For her brave and eloquent speech and her declaration that when passions are most inflamed, fairness is most in jeopardy. How true, how true. Brett Kavanaugh is a man of outstanding intellect, a brilliant scholar, and his credentials are unsurpassed. A graduate of both Yale College and Yale Law School, he has taught at Harvard, Yale, and Georgetown. When he's not working or with his family, he's giving back to his community. He spent 26 years in public service, and just like Justice Gorsuch, he clerked for Justice Kennedy. For the last 12 years, Brett was a judge on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, widely regarded as our nation's second highest court.
Okay, so beautiful. You get the idea there. Let's go forward to this. All happens very, very quickly. Let's go now to Donald Trump turning the podium over Well, here, listen, this is so beautiful. This is a great moment in our history. Ashley Kavanaugh brings the Bible, the family Bible, and the two daughters are standing there as her husband puts his hand on the Bible. And let's listen to this moment here. This is so beautiful.
Justice Kavanaugh, are you ready? Please repeat after me.
I, Brett M. Kavanaugh, do solemnly swear.
I, Brett M. Kavanaugh, do solemnly swear.
That I will administer justice without respect to persons.
That I will administer justice without respect to persons.
And do equal right to the poor and to the rich.
And do equal right to the poor and to the rich.
And that I will faithfully and impartially,
and that I will faithfully and impartially
discharge and perform,
discharge and perform
all the duties incumbent upon me,
all the duties incumbent upon me
as Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States,
as Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States,
under the Constitution and laws of the United States,
under the Constitution and laws of the United States.
So help me God.
So help me God.
I can't tell you the smile on Donald Trump's face and his wife. She thanks Anthony Kennedy. She shrugs her shoulders, gives him a hug. Oh, the children get a hug and a kiss from Dad. Wow. Wow. What a moment. Now let's go forward. Let's listen to Dad. Oh, one of the great dads in America, let me tell you.
Of appointing me to serve as a justice of the Supreme Court. I've seen firsthand your deep appreciation for the vital role of the American judiciary.
Talking about Donald Trump.
I am grateful for your steadfast, unwavering support throughout this process.
That's what this show is.
And I'm grateful to you and Mrs. Trump for the exceptional, overwhelming courtesy you have extended to my family and me. Mr. President, thank you for everything.
The voice is taken there. A lot of emotion. Beautiful.
I'm honored to serve on a Supreme Court headed by Chief Justice John Roberts. Chief Justice Roberts is a principled, independent, and inspiring leader for the American judiciary.
So we'll leave that there, and let me just invite your calls at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, if you want to call in. This is a what a day in your life. Donald Trump promises, what do all his rallies say? Like the rally tomorrow, there'll be a big banner up on one side. It'll say promises made. On the other, it'll say promises kept. At his rally, let's see, what are the rallies coming up? Let's turn to our rally page. Rallies. Let's see if there's anything new on the schedule here since we last looked. No, same schedule. He'll be in Council Bluffs, Iowa, tomorrow. And we'll have that live right here on this show. That's not too far away from me, Council Bluffs, Iowa. And then the next day, he will be in Erie, Pennsylvania. We'll cover that also live on this show, 7 p.m. Eastern. No, we will cover that after, depends on how late Donald Trump speaks in the program. We may have Donald Trump live from Erie as well. And then give it 2 days to recover from all of that excitement. He'll be in Lebanon, Ohio. We'll have that live right here. And then the next day, Saturday, October 13th. Take a chance during the break to call in. We'll put you on the air. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We're back, folks. We're back. Another little, lot of great things happened today, much smaller in scale, but still huge. Donald Trump spoke. I'm looking at his tweets today. He spoke at the annual convention in Orlando, Florida, of the International Association of Chiefs of Police, and had very strong words about the left and their attacks against our police. It was wonderful. And the I don't know if it was at this event. I'll have to check. But I believe that Donald Trump had on the plane with him Rod, the Rodenstein. And this is odd. This is interesting. And I frankly got to tell you, it's scary as hell. There's this mafia, you know, that mafia aphorism, keep your friends close and keep your enemies even closer. Was Rod the Rat on that plane for that reason? I tell you, folks, I have one. There's only one thing that keeps me up at night that makes me worry a lot, and that's the safety of this incredible man for whom there is no replacement. You think our enemies don't realize this? That we don't have somebody to take Donald Trump's place. We need to find such men and women quickly. Our enemies need to know that if they take away our great leader, we've got somebody right to step in right there, right now. Jim Jordan, as the Speaker of the House, would be a good one. That's in direct line of the presidency. But also, we need to protect our president. We need to let our enemies know that if they ever do anything to this great man, justice will be done on them. They need to know that. They need to know this will not be like any other event in world history. Nothing in American history. That if some group is stupid enough to try something with Donald Trump, they'll be sorry. They'll be real sorry. Patriots will not forget and will not rest until justice, speaking of the Day of Justice here with our new justice, Brett Kavanaugh. No, the people's justice will be done. So anybody stupid enough needs to know that about what the American people, by the millions, not some little group of people, by the millions, we will be sure that justice is done. We've got to offer protection to Donald Trump. That in that form and in any form we can come up with, any way we can help, we need to make him more safe. It was interesting that I believe Rodney the Rat Rosenstein was on the plane, even closer. And you can come up with your own interpretations of that. Let's see. Let's go back to this amazing event. And let's go towards the end here. We'll get towards the end of the swearing in.
In the history of the Supreme Court. Tonight, I thank all my friends, so many amazing and fearless friends from my high school days, college, law school, clerking, the Bush White House, including President George W. Bush. From the judiciary, teaching, coaching, playing sports, the vibrant, loyal, and tight-knit Catholic community here in the D.C. area, and so many others. Ashley and I are grateful for their prayers and for the prayers from the thousands and thousands of people we have heard from throughout America. When I give advice to young people or speak to students, I tell them, cherish your friends, look out for your friends, lift up your friends, love your friends. I love all my friends. I thank my family. My mom, Martha, and my dad, Ed, are here. I'm their only child. My mom was one of Maryland's earliest women prosecutors and trial judges. My dad taught me his work ethic and love of sports. They've given me a lifetime of love, and I'm forever grateful to them. My daughters, Margaret and Liza, are smart, strong, awesome girls. They're in the middle of fall lacrosse, looking forward to the upcoming basketball season. I thank their teachers.
They're right there. Oh, I blew it. Let me go back. I blew it. Sorry. I stepped on my own line. It is so, what a man, what a father, what a family. What a beautiful wife, and so proud of their children. But they're right there off to the side in front of Donald Trump. Ashley in a beautiful, kind of a forest green jacket. What a beautiful woman. And the two daughters. So here he goes. He's looking at his daughters, a big smile, a light moment in the in his talk.
I thank their teachers for giving them the day off tomorrow so that they can come watch two cases being argued at the Supreme Court. My wife Ashley is a proud West Texan from Abilene, Texas. Graduate.
Now, there's a point here. I'm trying to remember where Donald Trump said this, but he's talking about Judge Kavanaugh's Justice Kavanaugh's daughters, and you can see Donald Trump's awareness as a philosopher, as a patriot. This is key, folks. When I say this is what I sensed about him at the beginning, way back when he came down the escalator, this man means it. He gets it, what you and I get out there. Okay, our understanding of our love of our country and our people. He has it. He shares it. And when he mentioned Margaret and Liza, I've got to remember those names, Margaret and Liza. I don't know who the older one is. Margaret and Liza, 13 and 10. Donald Trump, he makes the point. He talks about the passing on the torch through generations. He talks about Justice Kennedy, who wanted Kavanaugh as his replacement. Kavanaugh clerked for Kennedy, and Donald Trump referred to the beauty of this is what our people are about, that one generation will hand off the torch to the next, and that we'll be proud of what we've handed off. We're going to do something good for our children. And then he made the reference again, talking about the torch being handed to our children, like Margaret and Liza. And what Donald Trump was saying to us, folks, he was communicating in his emotion, his voice was cracking. He gets it, that make America great again, America first. What is it all about? It's about, he's 70, Donald Trump is now what, 71 or 72? I think he's 72. And he's communicating as a man who's older, his understanding that this is why he's doing this. He's doing it so his grandchildren, your grandchildren, will have something as good as what his dad and mom gave him and yours gave you. He's got it. That's what it's all about. It's not about politics. It's about our people, our place, our nation, our future, our children. It's about us. He gets it. And that was a beautiful moment in this event where he communicated that.
But of Abilene Cooper Public High School, University of Texas at Austin. She's the dedicated town manager of our local community.
He's talking about his wife who's blushing. So all that's very beautiful. And let's see, I don't see any calls right now. Don't be shy, folks. When we've got a great show like this, don't be shy about calling it. Oh, wait. The great Spartacus is calling from the Colosseum, directly from Rome. It is Spartacus. Spartacus, how you doing, buddy?
I am Spartacus. No, I am Spartacus. Spartacus wants to know where Jeff Sessions was in this whole charade. Where was Jeff Sessions in this entire affair?
Yeah. Oh,
where
yeah.
Where is Jeff Sessions?
Absent without leave. AWOL.
I mean, this is the Attorney General of the United States. Not involved in a Supreme Court appointment or any of the celebratory events or the gala affairs or the lobbying or the references. Nothing?
Spartacus, you have an unerring eye. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get pictures of the crowd and scan through those pictures and try to find Jeff Sessions. But you're right. No mention of Jeff Sessions. His absence, not noted.
The entire process. The entire process for the last month. Nothing.
Yes. Yes. And also stepping in when the rule of law was being traduced and trampled upon, crucified, to use your terminology, Spartacus. It was being crucified by the demon rats, and nobody's the guy who hung in there, the guy with the courage of Spartacus, the great Trump. Nothing could stop the great Trump. When other people's knees buckled, when other people cowered and ran, Donald Trump stood strong. He stood with his... Yes, he did, Spartacus, just like you with your men.
We never choke. If you want to really see the lowest of the low, you must play, all the audience, you must play the speech of Crying Chuck, the most despicable oration you will ever hear is Crying Chuck on the night of the vote. I mean, this guy is the most negative, vile, waste of flesh. And I'll tell you, the beauty of this whole event is the real flushing out of the real Chuck Schumer, the real Nancy Pelosi, and the real Dianne Feinstein.
Yeah.
These people are so low, and Donald Trump cannot make a deal with these people on anything. These people, we just need to steamroll these people because they are not to be trusted, not to be dealt with. This kind of low blow cannot be forgotten.
Oh, and by the way, Spartacus, let me give you some support to what you just said. That was brilliant. And folks, Spartacus has it right. You have to watch this. You have to... steel yourself, brace yourself, bite your lip, and listen through Chuck Schumer's speech on the floor of the Senate. It is disgusting, but he reveals himself. And let me tell you, Lindsey Graham was quoted today. He was being interviewed by somebody, and he said something very significant, Spartacus. He said, "I've never attacked any of my political opponents. I've never attacked any of my colleagues ever in my political career." And then he paused and he said, "That changes." This goes to your point, Johnny, that you can't do business with these people. That they are, you're right, it's Dianne Feinstein, that you can't do business with a fiend. And Lindsey Graham said, "I've never attacked one of my colleagues in my whole career." He said, "After this, that changes now."
Yeah, that's, new rules, folks.
Exactly. That's right. You kicked me in the groin. You kicked me in the groin. I thought I was in a boxing match. You kicked me in the groin. Then you stomped my head when I was on the mat after I went down with a groin kick. When I get up, it's new rules.
That's right. No Conor McGraw. Conor McGraw. You got to learn Conor McGraw. That's a real good one. Conor McGraw. Yeah. That's a good martial art. Well, and I just see if we can see Jeff Sessions in the crowd. See if we can see Jeff Sessions in Washington, D.C. And, you know, I guess when Jeff Sessions is fired in about 30 days, it won't be any different. We won't see him. But let's just hope that President Trump gets a real, real barracuda. I mean, a real barracuda for an attorney general.
And let me put something else out there, Spartacus. It shows that Trump has the kind of courage that you have. He's not afraid of the crucifixion. Well, of course he's afraid of it, but he's willing to stand that. It won't deter him from fighting. Susan Collins talked about dark money. She said there seems to be dark money that was being offered to her. I think Lisa Murkowski may have been the recipient of dark money. Something you want to see a pathetic speech on the floor of the Senate, folks. Watch the only Republican to vote against Brett Kavanaugh. Watch Lisa Murkowski's speech. This woman is terrified of something. Something. And I'll give you another hint to this, Spartacus, that there's something to worry about here. I mentioned the point that Rod Rosenstein was on the plane with Donald Trump today. This is not Donald Trump's friend. Keep your enemies closer on the plane with you, okay? Now, Jim Jordan and Mark Meadows, two heroes from North Carolina and from Ohio, they have discovered this incredible connection between Michael Sussman, a rat, and James Baker, a rat. Sussman, the top DNC Democratic attorney, the top guy. A direct pipeline trashing Trump, trying to sabotage the Trump campaign with Baker, the top attorney for the FBI. Folks, this is so illegal. This is 30 years in jail time. This is so illegal. This is treason against the country, which is actually in the constitutional punishable by death. This is treason. The Sussman-Baker connection. We haven't heard a thing about this. It's been hidden. Who's been hiding that connection? Rob the Rat Rodenstein. So, folks, there's more to this story. And here's my point. Jordan and Meadows, they have that look on their faces that we've discovered something that's so big, we're scared. I'll come
the
back.
The more they
talk
dig, the worse it gets. This
yes.
is Spartacus signing off. I have another match in the arena. Wish me well.
We wish you well, Spartacus. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. Owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis, before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would.
We're back, folks. And we're just in our last segment.
The best of
beautiful day in our lives for all of us. And let me just close with this thought. I close with that dark thought about what Susan Collins called the dark money. And how bad is this? What nastiness lies underneath all of this? What are Jim Jordan and Mark Meadows? I'm reading this. I mean, this is, I'm looking in their eyes and listening to their voices. I think they are aware that they are onto something that's so dirty. It's so deep. And it's so powerful that their lives are in danger. That anyone's life who contacts this nastiness and has some chance of exposing it is in mortal danger. That includes, of course, Donald Trump. And folks, what is this dark beast that's underneath these events? The people who tried to destroy Donald Trump and are still trying to destroy Donald Trump, are they the very same people who brought down the World Trade Center? Yes. Yes. It has to be the same people. And that was only 17 years ago. Are those people, if they were exposed, if Donald Trump exposed who brought down, who wired, hundreds of people had to be involved, folks, at least 200 technicians 17 years ago wired World Trade Center 1, 2, and 7 for a controlled demolition to create another Pearl Harbor, as the PNAC paper described it, in order to turn America into a proxy for wars in the Middle East and to regiment our people into a police state. The same people. Trump is a mortal threat to them. People like Jim Jordan and Mark Meadows, who discover the goings-on between Michael Sussman and James Baker of the FBI. That's 440-volt current right there, folks. That's the heart of the matter. That's the central switch box for the whole enterprise. They've stumbled upon this, and they need help. They need our help to expose it. No one man can do this. So Donald Trump, this battle between Rob the Rat Rodenstein and Donald Trump, folks, I smell it. The rat is part of that stench. He's part of that evil. And he's in mortal combat with Donald Trump. People like Jim Jordan have stumbled upon something. As they investigate it, they go, they're following the breadcrumbs further and further down the trail. It gets more and more dark and evil. They know their lives are in danger. Well, thank you. Wonderful day. Hip, hip, hooray. Let's all celebrate. And we'll meet up again tomorrow for the Trump rally. The Trump rally tomorrow, we'll cover it right here live in Council Bluffs, Iowa. Be there or be square.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.